You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
No matter who you are, you probably had a first job that changed you, or you learned a financial lesson that stuck with you. Each week, we ask actors, writers, comedians, and musicians to open up and tell us about how money played a role in their life. It's called the Marketplace Quiz, and here again is Marketplace producer Raghu Manavalan with this week's guest.
Hi, this is Paul Reiser, and fun fact is that in high school, I was voted the least fun factable person.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you.
Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a car. And with that car, you could go out and try to get happy. It also, you can buy the names of people who can connect you to happy-making things. So it's not a bad thing. People look down upon money. No, money can't buy happiness, but lack of money can buy unhappiness. I'm going to get that printed up on a mug.
In a next life, what would your career be?
In my next life, I would like to be the guy who sits at home, comes up with an idea for an app that sells for $1 billion, which is, I notice now I have a lot of friends whose kids, that is the extent of their career plan. They sit at home and they scratch their heads and they go, I am going to come up with it. I have an idea. There are billion dollar ideas out there. I just have to tap it. But there's no gradation. There's no let me work and work until something becomes bigger. I love that the business model is now, I'm just going to go straight to the $1 billion idea. It'll take me a minute, though. So in my next life, I'd like to be the person sitting next to the idea. I don't need the billion. I just want to go, ooh, I was there when that happened.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
Interesting question. The hardest thing about my job that no one knows. I always quote George Carlin, who said, I perform for free, but you got to pay me to sit in the airport. I always thought that's about it. That's exactly right. It's like there's nothing more fun for a comedian. If you're born to be a comedian, there's nothing more fun than being on stage. It's all the hours getting up to it that need to be compensated.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
What have I bought that I... Let me think about this. Gee, you know, it's a little bit of a quiz. I'm going to be honest. I wanted so badly a football helmet. And I was about 11. And I didn't play football. I would play catch in the backyard with friends. And then... but I felt... And I grew up in the city, so I wanted to be that guy. So I put on a helmet, and there was no team of helmeted other guys, so I would run into a wall, and I did it once. I went, you know what, that's not that fun. And I regretted having really insisted on the helmet. It's a lovely ashtray now in my den.
When did you realize acting could be an actual career?
You know when I first realized acting could lead to something? When I got out of trouble in school, and I just fibbed my way, and I said, no, that wasn't me at all. I know it looks like I broke that, but what happened was, and I was so convinced, I went, you know what? This is going to work out. I actually lied myself right out of prison time.
What was your first job?
My first job, I had a job in college working in a warehouse, and I had to come in early in the morning, and I had to drive a little golf cart around the yard and just take inventory of what trucks, what trailers were dropped off during the night and just write them down. I would invariably miss about 6 of them. And I would go into the head guy and went, come here, hey, college kid, how did you miss? This is an 80-foot trailer. How did you miss it? Yeah, well, I didn't see it. It was dark. I don't know. But I would actually miss entire trucks. So I made a note on my career option list, trucking industry, perhaps not for me.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
The only piece of advice that I ever got growing up, and it's the same advice that I offer everybody now, from my children to strangers, take a jacket. Take a jacket because you never, you know, you can always not wear it. But if you don't have it, you can't wear it. So I said, take a jacket, either for warmth or for formality or just to have pockets to put stuff in. You can't go wrong with a light jacket.
You can see Paul Reiser in his latest film, War on Everyone,